Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And we want to thank him. We want to say, man, it's just one more week for the Sabbath day. Just one more. That's it, man. I mean, we're talking about the Passover. It's like next weekend, right? We done went through like this whole dry season of no feast and got bombarded and hit with none but paganism. But next weekend is the Feast of Unleavened. It's the Passover. It's the celebration of the Father. That's a blessing that we even have, be privy to this kind of invitation from the kingdom. You know, it's not like these things belong to anybody or everybody. These things are invitations from the Father. So he's asked, if you have understanding of the Passover, then you didn't invited to take part in it. It's that thing. So we just bring those things up. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to another episode of the Sound of the Living Waters of Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And today we are dealing, we in the creation, man. We're still in the creation. We in heaven, man. We're still dealing with heaven. What do you mean heaven? Well, the angels. Angels themselves are created from heaven. And by being created from heaven, they themselves have been given a law from heaven, how to operate within a realm or a being. They got a law written how they're supposed to operate or conduct themselves. They also have a free will. They have a choice to do right or wrong, or to choose good or evil. The angels in heaven is not like robots, and neither are we. We want to blame God for all the sin that's in the world, but we don't want to trade that for free will. If there's no free will, then there's no judgment. Free will brings judgment. You can have one without the other. That's just contrary to reasoning of your left and right brain. You see? This is that thing. Amen. So, let's get started. Everyone, if you can, brothers, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your heads to be a poster father, and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem as we, cover your head and also as we poster father in Jesus' name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts from us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive, the eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies and go forever. Amen. Amen. So, we start this in Genesis chapter 1. We got to get kind of caught up on where we at this point. We got to get caught up on where we at this point. We got to get caught up on what is, you know, what are the angels created from? What is heaven? You know, stuff like that. You know, why are we in the first day with it? Why haven't we even stepped out? We haven't even gotten out of eternity because the first day haven't been declared. So we are right now in eternity, as far as this concerned. So it says this, Genesis chapter 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hold up. One second. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. You got your sword?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Good. I'm going to run through these scriptures. So if we can keep up, right?
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 1 through 5.
Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
So this here, before he made that declaration, the evening and the morning is the first day, that was eternity. That was just everlasting. He just put a gauge, get this, on nothing. How you put a gauge on nothing? He put a gauge on eternity. He put north, south, east, and west on eternity when he said in the evening and the morning were the first day. So it says this. It said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So this is that thing. So now we're going to deal with what he created from heaven. This is the first day. We're still in the first day. So right now, we dealt with in the beginning because we dealt with the eternity part some time ago. And then we dealt with God introducing himself, the Father and the Son. And now we dealt with heaven and what it consists of. And now we're dealing with the things created from heaven. The next thing he created from heaven is the angels. Go to Psalms 104 and 1.
Psalms 104, Psalms 104 and 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Who maketh his angels spirits? His ministers a flaming fire.
Stop. He made them from what? A flame of fire. They don't have a skeleton. We have skeletons. God got skeletons. The angels don't have skeletons. They can shift change. They can change from a bird to an ox to a man to a lion. They can shift change because there's no skeleton. That's them. You see, that's they being. They're given a commandment that they can perform those things. We cannot because we have skeletons. Let's go in John. Let's go to John. Let me see. No, that'll be, maybe that is John. Okay. Let's see, John 20. And 22.
John 20. And 22?
Yes, sir.
All right. John 20 and 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins.
This spirit is enacted. He breathed on them and said, receive you the Holy Ghost. Why did he breathe on them? Because if he breathed on them, that means it went into them. That's what it did. It went into them. Go to John chapter 14. In verse 9.
John 14 and 9. Jesus saith for unto them, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.
See, the Father, the Spirit of the Father is in him. You know, and it ain't just the word. It ain't just the word of God. Actual being is in this man that he just told us. And then he's going to share it. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Continue.
Yes, sir.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
That's what he blew on him when he said, receive you the Holy Ghost. This is what he said. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
He's going to be in you. He's going to be inside of you. He's not going to be next to you. He's going to be in your very being. How can we, you know, when we look in the Word of God, we can believe that the evil spirits can possess someone. But when it comes to the Holy Ghost or things like that, then those things aren't possible. How is that? That's, you know, it's a commandment that angels can take over beings. That's why the evil angels can do it. God, because it's a law that said it can be done. So how come the Holy Spirit can't take over men? You see, this is that thing. How come the Holy Spirit can't take over men? Because it is a law that the Holy Spirit can take over men, and there it is. He just showed you right here. But now, he said this. Now, listen at this, because I don't think the sisters get this one. I don't think they get this here. I don't think the sisters get this, because this is a masculine spirit. Watch this. Read that 15 again.
Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Stop. That's a he. That's he. That he may abide with you forever. See, that thing, this here cannot coexist in a woman. She don't get this. I'm going to show you why in a minute, but let me drive this point home. Keep reading.
Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
See, I know sisters right now saying, why can't we, I can receive the Spirit of truth. This here, I don't think this is, let me put this, I'm going to say this by permission. I really believe that sisters don't get this here. You get something else, and we're going to look at it. But this here, this is for the guys. This is for the brothers. Rioin.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him.
It's a him.
Ye know him.
Because it seeth him, it seeth him. That's a mess. That's a masculine spirit. So no, I don't think women receive this one. Right? So if they can't receive this at the baptism, because the God of Israel promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Joe, if you're saying that they can't receive this, then what is they going to receive? Go to Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 1. Proverbs 7 and 1. See, this is what I believe. When the sisters are baptized, they get this. Watch this. 7 and 1.
Proverbs 7 and 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them up. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
See, that's what I think. They get this. They get this. They get understanding and wisdom. This is feminine. So this is, when they get baptized, I believe they receive this. So this complete us. You see, the spirit of truth, the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of understanding complete us. There you have three that bear record. So, no, I don't think they get that in John 14. That's a masculine. They get this. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. And come. That's when Jesus, when you get baptized, sister, you become his sister, and he look at you for the spirit of wisdom. Then he said, call understanding my kinswoman. Now you're officially in a family of God. Receive understanding. Let's go back to,
amen.
Let's read, you know, one more thing. Go to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Like I said, I don't think the sisters gets John 14, because that's a masculine conversation. They get this. Proverbs chapter 8 and 1.
Proverbs 8 and 1. Doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors, unto you,
stop.
O man, I call.
Stop. She said, no, look at here. Do not wisdom cry and understand and put forth a voice. There go both of them, right? And it says here.
Right.
So he said, she standeth at the top of the high places by the way of the path. What path? The narrow, right? And then it says this. She crieth at the gates. What gate? The 12 gates of Jerusalem. Leah and Rachel named all the gates of Jerusalem. You can't get into the city of God without going through her. That baptism thing, man, is huge when he says he called wisdom and understanding my kinswoman and my sister. This is that thing. So, you know, now let's go back to that John 14. John 14 and and 16.
John 14 and 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest.
So he going to do what? He going to manifest himself unto him. Read on.
Verse 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou willest manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Continue.
You read it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
See, this is that thing. See, all of this is masculine. He's talking to the disciples. This is for the disciples. Now, the thing that Miriam got, the thing that Mary Magdalene got, the thing that Deborah got, the thing that Hananiah got, and what Eve got was death. They got wisdom and understanding. This is this thing. And he going to lead and guide you in all truth. This is that thing. And he's going to bring back the memories of everything that he said in the Word of God. This is why you got to read the entire book. This is why you got to eat the whole scroll. So he can do that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews 1 and 1. Because remember now, the idea is that the angel is sent forth. He said, minister spirits of flame of fire, right? Okay, so what is him? Hebrews 1 and 1.
Hebrews 1 and 1. God, who in sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Stop.
Being made so much better than the angels.
Stop. So he said this, he said, who will be in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So whatever Jesus looked like, that's how the Father looked at heaven. Right? So,
yes.
Again, we got to have this conversation. If this conversation exists, then Adam and Eve look exactly the same. I mean, Adam and Jesus look exactly the same. So when we was looking at Jesus, we was looking at Adam, because Adam was made in the image of God too. So if Christ is the express image of God and did all these things, that means Adam did it. Look, we're not looking at this like we look here. Adam walked on water. Why? Because there was no fear of death. There's no reason why couldn't he walk on water? Because he don't, there's no consciousness of death. He didn't see it. So he walked on the oceans, man. He saw whales. He saw sharks. You know, there was no, you know, all these things was in the creation. You know how we know? Because we got megalodons in the ocean. We got skeletons of megalodons. But Adam walked on the water, and he saw this creation. That's why God said he gave us dominion. So when Christ walked on the water, that wasn't nothing new. I'm already did it with Eve. He did it with Eve. They both walked on water. They both rode on the cherubim. They both rode on clouds of fire. They did all of that. Don't think they did it. They did. Everything that we did, like Elijah rode on a tornado, they rode on a tornado. That's how they got a chance to see the whole planet. He created all of this, right? So, we on. So, Adam and Eve, like I said, Adam and Jesus have to be, they must have the exact same face. They got to look exactly the same. At any rate, read on.
Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and uphold things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance.
No. Being made so much better than the angels. Why? Because the angels don't have a skeleton.
Amen.
Go to Luke chapter 24 and 39. Luke 24:24 and 39. When you receive it, read.
Luke 24 and 39.
No. I need you to pick it up. Pick it up at higher. Pick it up at 24.
Yes, sir. All right. Luke 24 and 37. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit have not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
See, a spirit don't have what? Bones.
Flesh and bones.
They don't have a skeleton. They minister spirits of flame of fire. That's why he said we were made so, he was made so much better than them, because he got a skeleton. That separates us from the angels. This right here is what separates man from angels. Our skeleton. That's why whenever an angel kills somebody, what do? He raises skeleton and testify that. This is that thing. Watch this. Go. Watch. See, this didn't just start. Go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, and look what Adam say. Genesis 2. And, no, pick it up a little higher. Pick it up at 21.
Genesis 2 and 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
Stop.
Therefore,
so
man leaveth.
Stop. So this is. So now we see here. He said he took one of his ribs and created a woman from skeleton. So he gave her a skeleton. You see, he made her a skeleton as well. He didn't create her an angel. He created her a god. You see that? He created her the same as Adam, that she should have a skeleton, that she too is in the image of God, which make her a god. Not goddess, God. God, G-O-D, that's it. We don't refer to the women in the Word of God as goddesses. We don't do that. We refer to them as gods. And that's it. So he said, and where he get this from? This is now bone of my bone, flesh. Who told him he had a skeleton? God did. You know why? Because God taught Adam that he had a skeleton. Just like he just taught the disciples. He told Adam, look, I got a skeleton too. But guess what? You see them cherubims over there? They don't have a skeleton. That's the difference between you and I and them. Now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 4. What was that? He was made so much better than the angels. Now we see why.
Hebrews 1:4.
Yeah.
Hebrews 1:4, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance attained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
See that? There's a difference.
Yes.
They thought they saw a spirit. But we see the difference. Jesus said, no. A spirit don't have flesh and bone like as you see me have. But he said it again. He makes his angels ministering spirits of flame of fire. So let me read the synonym of ministry. What are they created for? Person high in government administrator, an agent, an aide, an ambassador, an assistant, cabinet member, a counsel, a delegate, a diplomat, envoy, an executive, a legislator, a liaison, a lieutenant, office holder, official, secretary, premier, so they can hold these offices here. Serve, accommodate, administer. So they're created to help, serve, accommodate, administer. But they can hold different offices because men hold different offices in the world. Answer, they can answer you. Remember, they can answer because the word of God said that he's going to lead and guide you in all truth. Well, how can he lead and guide you in all truth without answering? That's what happened to Saul. Saul stopped getting the answers from God in his head. Because the spirit left from inside of him. Cater, attend to, solicitous, procure, doctor, do for, heal, nurse. So these angels had a capacity to heal, recover you, remedy,
yes,
take care of you. Tend, treat, wait on you, watch over you, watch over you. So they created to watch over us as well. It's a reason why they got one of these. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. In verse 24.
Genesis 3 and 24. Genesis 3 and 24. So he drove out the man. Oh, yes, yeah, right. I'm sorry. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
See, they had to protect you. They got those things. They got swords that can turn every kind of way to protect you. They were created with them. They always have them. They never leave home without them. They're there for you. They're created to do that for you. To surround you with flaming fires of swords that turn every way in every direction. They're there for us. Watch this. To do what? Go to Psalms 103. Go to Psalms 103. Psalms 103 and 19. Actually, pick it up at 18.
Psalms 103 and 18.
Yes, sir.
To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless
see that?
Ye.
The angels that surround you, because you keeping the commandments, they excel in strength around you. So there's no concerns about voodoo and stuff like that, long as you in the way. What you worried about voodoo or enchantments and stuff like that, when you got these things that surround you that's keeping the commandments of God with you.
Amen.
No concern. He said, bless ye his angels that excel in strength. That's why they were able to kick Satan and his angels out of heaven. Because they do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his words. Read on.
Verse 21. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
See, that's why they can hold in different positions, because God is in all dominions. So they gotta hold different positions, because the God of Israel is in different dominions or domains, different dominions. To have an angel there. You know, if it's the administration of war, then you have to have an angel there for war. If it's the administration of the spirit, then you have to have an angel there for spirit, for the administration of edification. What do you mean? When Joshua was getting ready to take Jericho, the God of Israel sent Michael, the Lord of hosts, with his sword out. Joshua asked a good question. Are you for us? And he said, I'm for the Lord of hosts. And I'm sent from, you know, yeah, I'm with you. And then you have Cadus, like Gabriel. You had them. The Twitter, you know, for Daniel. You know, he had Gabriel, man. He had Gabriel a lot. Gabriel gave Daniel a whole lot of understanding. And so much that Daniel ruled in three different realms. He ruled in Babylon, Mede, and Persia. That's how long Daniel ruled. Gabriel was right there, and at the same time, he wrote all of them. Man, you read Daniel, you'd think his book was like Psalms. All the information he dropped. Because you think he'll have 100 chapters. And it's not. It's just 12 chapters. And he dropped so much meat and gravity in 12 little chapters. And you'd be like, wow, you thought you just got through reading all the Revelation. That's Daniel. This is that thing. He said, like he said, that's the comforter, man. He going to bring back to those things that we are to remember. Watch this. So remember now, he blew on them. He said, receive you the Holy Ghost, right? Guess who was there? John, right? Okay, let's look at John. Let's go into Revelation God is going to let John see him, his brother. Check this out, because sometimes God will let you see him. It depends on you. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10.
Revelations 19 and 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Hold that thought. See? He said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He said, look at here. He said, I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou doest not. See, that's a righteous angel. See, that's the one that he said, bless ye angels that do his commandments, right? And then he said this. He said, because if thou had been a wicked angel, he would have allowed him to worship him. You see, but he did not. He stopped that in his tracks. And he said, I am thy fellow servant. Fellow servant. So, let's look up this word, fellow. Fellow. Male or female, colleague, friend, assistant, associate, cohort, companion, confort, concert, accommodate, counterpart, co-worker, double, duplicate, equal, instructor, lecturer, match, mate, member, partner, peer, professor, reciprocal, twin, and fellowship, sociable, association, acquaintance, enmity, communion, compatibility, companionship, company, camaraderie, friendliness, a guide, intimacy, kindliness, league, order, society, togetherness. So that's what that means. He was sent forth for all those things. That's what he sent forth to do for us, all these things. Let's go to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22.
Revelations 22 and 1.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. I'm trying to find a script. Yeah, Revelations 22 and verse 6.
Yes, sir. Revelations 22 and 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which teach the sayings of this book. Worship God.
See that? See, that's what he did. And he told him again. And he said he tried to worship the angel a second time. He said, stop, man. Would you knock that off? I keep the commandment. That what made us, that's what he read, that's what we read in Psalms 103. I keep the commandments. Bless ye his angels that keep the commandments of God. This is that thing. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel's chapter 12:1. Because see, Daniel going to see his too. Sometimes God lets you fail.
Daniel 12:1.
And read all the way down to verse, until we just stop. Just keep reading.
Okay. Yes, sir. Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And it shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the books, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river.
Wait a minute, man. So you mean to tell me, not only is Daniel seeing Gabriel, but he just saw two more brethren?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the Lord is allowing this brother to see all these spirits. But wait a minute. Get this. Go to Daniel's chapter. Let me see. Daniel's 5, and I just want to read what they said of him, right? I just want to read what they said of Daniel. Daniel's 5, I'm not interested in what happened with Belshazzar. You know, we're not dealing with that story. We're dealing with how the Lord said the Holy Ghost will fill you up. So he's been doing it the whole time, even in the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 10. 5 and 10. When you receive a reading.
Daniel's, yes, sir. Daniel's 5 and 10. Now, the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father,
the spirit
the king,
of the what? The spirit of what? The spirit of God inside of him. the Holy Ghost. See, the Gentiles called it flat out what it was. You know, but they didn't have it. They didn't understand that they was in a polytheism. We was in monotheism. We taught them how to get off in a monotheism. You know what I'm saying? But this is that conversation that she saw that in Daniel, that he was full of the Holy Ghost. Read on.
There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, thy father made a master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named.
Stop. She said what? He said an excellent spirit was found in Daniel. So that shows right there that the Holy Ghost was in the Old Testament, in us. It was in Daniel. God said there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
So why is that so far-fetched that Daniel was allowed to see his brethren? You know, all we got to do is have faith. We'll be able to see him like John did. But these things come with vision, man, and fasting and stuff like that. This is that thing. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts were found in the same that in him, an excellent spirit. Let me read this in reverse. Daniel saying the infound word, doubts of dissolving, and sentences hard of showing, and dreams of interpreting, understanding and knowledge, and spirit excellent, and ask for much. Wow. Okay, read that 12 again.
Verse 12. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry?
Hold that thought. Go to Psalms chapter 16:3. Let's call it what it is. Daniel's hands down is a saint. Ain't no disputing that. Daniel's a saint. So go to Psalm 16. And verse 3.
Psalm 16:3. But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight.
What?
Their sorrow shall be multiplied.
So the spirit is in the saints. Not everybody get it. That belongs to the saints. But, you know, you get these people that's off in the voodoo and witchcraft and stuff like that. They try to pretend they got it by hooing and witchcrafting you out of it and stuff, you know. The truth of the Holy Ghost is that it said they're going to do what? Lead and guide you into all truth. It didn't say you was going to be mumbo-jumboing. That's voodoo. That's weakness of the mind. That don't have any, that's no sense. That's no sense. So that's real weakness. It don't make, how can anybody can have weakness with that and then say that's reasonable without any interpretation? So without interpretation, I can make it whatever I want it to be. Then you become a false witness on yourself because the law says you can't do it. But here it is, he said, but to the saints that are in the earth, to the excellent, in whom is all my delight, in whom is all, that's what he said, I shall dwell in you, you shall dwell in me, and we shall be in each other. This is that thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You see? This, let's look at this another way. Let's go into Joshua. Let's go to Joshua chapter. So this is another spirit, right? So we've seen the spirit of vision with John, right, of the future of prophecy. So we've seen John had a prophetic spirit, and we've seen Daniel's had a prophetic spirit. But what did Joshua get? Watch this. Joshua chapter 5 and 13. When you receive it, read.
Joshua 5 and verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the hosts of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servants? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so.
So Joshua's seeing his too. Joshua's seeing his. But guess what? He was sent for war. He wasn't, who is this? He wasn't sent for, we read him earlier. You do realize that. I don't think anybody realized what we read in him at. We read him already. But see, this is that thing where you pay attention when you read it. Go back to Daniel's 1. Let's see who this is. Daniel's chapter 12 and 1. I told you we read him already. This is who Joshua got. Joshua, what I say, Daniel's 12 and 1. When you receive the read.
Yes, I see. Okay, Daniel's 12 and 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book.
See, that way, now he just gave, he put a name on them. You see that? In that day, Michael shall stand up. You see, that's the one that met Joshua. That was him.
Hey, man.
The one that met Joshua. That was him. So sometimes they send for wars. You see? They take over you. They said they possess you. What do you mean? Go to Judges. And Judges 13. Let's see. Yeah. Judges 13. And let's pick it up at verse 8. Yeah, I want to pick that up too, because we talked about that. You know, they created from fire, right? So yeah, we want to look at that. Okay, so 18.
Judges 13 and 18?
Judges 13 and 16.
Judges.
Yeah, Samson's father is going to see his. But this one here is a messenger, right?
Right.
Read on.
Judges 13 and 16. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread, and if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord.
See, that's another one. That's another one. Blessed are ye angels that do and keep his commandments. That's another one.
Amen.
Read on.
For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground.
Stop.
But the angel of the Lord.
So we see here that that the angel ascended in fire. But remember now, he's a ministering spirit of the flame of fire. So he can't ascend in fire. He can't ascend in fire. This is that thing. So the fire that he created from is hotter than the fire that he ascended in. See that?
Amen.
So the fire that's in heaven is hotter than that fire. So the lake of fire is going to be able to burn angels up. So imagine that fire being hot enough to burn you up, but not hot enough to burn up a spirit. But there's a fire that's hot enough to burn a spirit up that we have no conception of. They do. They do. So we see here that not only he testified to that, he also was an angel and a ministering spirit of a flame of fire. He actually got into the, because a man couldn't have done that. If that would have been a man, he would have melted if he would have got into the fire. You see? But that angel, being of fire, made from fire, was able to ascend in the fire. But what did it do? It came with a message, just like the law commanded them, that they are messengers, ministering spirits, to do. To do what? That his wife was going to bring a child, right? Read on. Watch this.
Verse 20. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen gods. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would have not received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would it as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol.
There it is. The Spirit of God started to move on Daniel. You see this? On who? Samson. So, like the Spirit was on Joshua, that Spirit was on Samson. That's why Joshua should have been undefeated if Achan don't steal the accursed thing. Joshua is undefeated. Read on.
That was it.
Okay, good. All right, so now, let's go right into 14. Now watch this.
Yes, sir. Yes. Daniel 14:1.
Hold on. Yes, we're not just going to do that. We're going to, skip down to verse 19.
Judges 14 and 19?
Yeah.
Okay. Judges 14 and 19. All right. It says...
Hold that thought. I can see I'm giving up something. And I don't want to give that up. I want to bring up this guy and what type of man he is, because we don't talk about him enough. All right? So, pick it up at five.
Okay. Judges 14:5. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon.
See, so now his mother and father is going to see what he can do. They were there. They saw it. Read on.
And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well.
Whoa, stop. So they didn't see it. He just, he must have been ahead of them. And he killed his lion, right? So, and he killed his lion. And so he went on and went and got with the girl, which is this Philistine. I don't know what was up with Samson with these Philistines, but they my new bowl-like people. You know what I'm saying? So what Samson dug in that, man, that's a whole nother conversation. But they giants. And most, the average Israelite is about 6 foot, maybe between 5'10 and 6'1. They women were 6'7. So what is Samson on? All right, anyway, we're talking about Goliath people. Goliath was a Philistine. We're talking about his people. We talk about his sisters were like that. They were tall. Like he was tall. They were giants. Read on.
Verse 7. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time,
read on.
Verse 8. And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down on
Shasta was a trip, but he knew the law. He knew the law. And another thing is, Samson was an enigma. He was like Jesus Christ. He had the spirit of an enigma. You know what I mean? Job was an enigma. David is an enigma. Samson is a flat-out enigma. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 10, so his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you.
See, I told you he was an enigma. Told you. Enigma means riddler.
Yes.
Someone that put forth riddles. So Samson, that's a parable. Riddles are parables. Samson was a cold. People think he was all brains. They thought he was all muscles. No, man, this dude was a genius, man. He was abstract art. Samson was more than just blind. He was brains, too. Look at this conversation. He gonna twist up 30 dudes, 30 of them. Because it's 30 cats at the feet, right? He gonna twist up 30 of them. And none of them ain't got no answer for this. Listen at the riddle. Look at how he put it out there. You gotta love this. He was the ultimate enigma. When Jesus put forth parables, you know, but this was bananas. Watch this. Read.
Verse 12. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. If ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle that we may hear it. And he said unto them,
So Samson, man, Samson was a gambler. Wait a minute. So he's a typical Hebrew Israelite, right? He just
right.
know the word of God because he's a judge. Look at this. Read on.
Verse 14. And he say unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass.
Ain't that something? Out of the eater, there go the lion. Because he killed the lion. And then when he looked at the lion, then the bees had created a honey thing in there, right? So it must have been a while when he came back. It was a good while before. So, you know, I guess they had to walk and eat. They pretty much took their time wherever they were going. Because for the bees to build a hive in a lion's carcass, that wasn't that wasn't overnight. And then have honey coming out of it like that. That wasn't overnight. So this had to be some type of dispensation of time. So he said, out of the eater came forth meat, the honey, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. The cones, yep, the honeycombs. Read on.
He said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people and hast not told it me. and he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother. And shall I tell it
right.
thee?
Right.
Mm.
Read on.
And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she laid sore upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto him, on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. Ooh-wee. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend.
Wow. See that?
Yeah.
So he said he went down and killed. He said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went and killed 30 their people and gave them their stuff.
Wow.
You see how God allowed that to happen?
Yes.
Because they weren't supposed to do that. The idea was is that you figure it out. You weren't supposed to cheat. So by him having not only dishonor by going up behind his wife, doing that, he was allowed to go and kill 30 other people.
The wages of sin are death.
He was allowed to go kill 30 of his people because of what they did. And then he gave her away at that point. Couldn't trust her no more. What else you going to do with it? But look what the Spirit said. The Spirit of the Lord came from him. It came upon him. So this war, the Spirit of war come upon men too. He got this spirit that he called the Spirit of War. That thing to jump on Joshua is this. Samson just caught a big dose of it. This is that thing. So, we're going to hold this up here. We're going to hold this up here. And we're going to hope and pray that that someone has some, receive some understanding, So, with all that being said, hey, great job reading, Brother Keith. That was a really good job. Well done.
Brother, and a great lesson, brother. And thank the Lord for another Sabbath day and the other children. Grace and peace as well.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye, shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.